My name is Paolo Mantovani, and I come from Italy. I'm not a professional developer. I'm a freelancer in the field of electrical plants and industrial and building automation. I'm involved in OpenOffice.org as a volunteer, and I'm currently a member of the PLIO, that is the Italian language project. And I am a contributor in the Code Snippet Base project. Okay, in the initial part of this presentation, I will give a brief description of UNO packages, what they are and what they can do. And after, I will show some common problems that you can find in the deployment of UNO packages. And a possible solution provided by the UNO package system together with some OpenOffice.org APIs. At the end, I will give a list of references, and I will answer to any question. Okay, UNO packages are zip files. The predefined extension is .uno.zip, and through of them you can deploy and install additional features, functionalities for the suite. The whole mechanism was introduced since the 1.1 version of the suite, and it includes some other elements, as well as a tool for installation and management of packages, and some special folder that has that have been added in the default installation path of the suite, and finally some special configuration registry. At the moment, in the current version 1.1, the tool for the management of packages is called Package Check. And it's a command line tool located in the program subfolder of the installation path. This tool offers some option for the installation of the update of packages, either in single and multi-user wise. However, this tool has some limitation. For example, it cannot work beside any other OpenOffice.org process. In the upcoming 2.0 release, the package check tool has been replaced from a new one called the UNO package. This one is still a command line tool, but it hasn't the same limitation. Also, there will be graphical front end for UNO package, and a dialog window called from the menu tool package manager. So, what can you deploy with the UNO package? UNO packages, as stated in the developer's guide, you can deploy basic and dialog libraries, arbitrary UNO components that can be written in Java or Python or C++. Calc add-ins, additional function for the spreadsheet. Chart add-ins, new database driver, and some else features too. Internally, a UNO package may include several parts. An implementation, that is the UNO component itself that you are deploying. A configuration that may include the special OpenOffice.org configuration file that must be written in a specific XML meta format. And finally, arbitrary files. This part may include, for instance, icons or images or whatever that is useful for your UNO component or for its documentation, for example. The structure, the internal directory structure of the UNO package is more or less free, arbitrary, also because the UNO package tool has the ability to inspect recursively the package through the various nested directories. Okay, building a first UNO package isn't really difficult. You will start by creating a new StarBasic library by means of the proper dialog. And once you have done this, you may want to add some code, of course, or some dialog. And now you have only to zip the folder that contains the basic code that you can find under your local user installation of OpenOffice, under the folder user basic. Okay, that's it. You have just created a first UNO package ready for deployment. The addons.xcu file allows you to integrate your UNO component into the user interface of the suite. It's an XML document made of five sections: addon menu, office menu bar, office toolbar, and office help, and images. The first four sections allow you to specify additional menu or toolbar buttons in several areas, as you can see, of the user interface. The first section, images, is for the binding of the commands from your UNO package to your customized icons. In this way, the same command will be associated always with the same icon. This happens also in the user interface of OpenOffice.org. Beyond the official documentation, that's very detailed and complete, you can find a number of nice UNO packages freely available on the net, and so a good start point for writing your own addons.xcu file is to pick up one from an existing UNO package and modify it to fit your needs. Finally, a polite UNO package should provide four versions for each different icon. That's because you should provide a small icon, a big icon, and a high contrast version for both. The format for icons in OpenOffice.org 1.1 is bitmap. Instead, in the 2 version, there will be also the support for the PNG format. It's obvious that if your package has to stay compatible with the previous OpenOffice 1.1, you are forced to use only the bitmap format. The addons.xcu file is not the only configuration file that allows you to integrate the component in the application. For example, by adding custom jobs.xcu file, you can configure your component for being executed in response to a certain events of the application or of the documents. For example, the app start event or even the new document event. This integration requires that your component supports the com some start task X job interface or X async job interface. Another integration is through the dispatch framework, through the protocol handler XCU file. As you know, OpenOffice.org recognizes special protocols like .uno or slot or many other, and manages them with its internal services. With the protocol handler XCU file, you can bind your custom URL protocol to you to your UNO component. In this case, your component must support at least the COMSUN star frame X dispatch provider interface. And finally, with the commands XCU file, you can disable commands in the user interface. It's very simple. It's a simple list of commands to disable. That's it. Okay. UNO components for deployment to many target machines, and sooner or later you shall solve some typical problems. One problem may be the deployment of file resources. For example, you might want to show an image in a dialogue of your component. Actually, it's not difficult to package the image beside your implementation in the UNO package. The difficult part is to retrieve the image on the target system. The problem is that you cannot do any assumption regarding the absolute path of the image once you have installed the package on the target system, the image or the content of the UNO package. Another problem is the localization. If your application is targeted to users from many nations, you may want to present every text messages in the proper language with a proper translation. This problem is obviously more important if you have a graphical user interface in your component. Another typical problem is bound to the management of persistent information. Examples are user data or preferences, last window position, or the last file open. Of course, this can be easy to solve, writing some low-level function to store and retrieve structured data on the target system, but this is more or less to reinvent the wheel, and nobody wants this. The UNO packages system offers a convenient approach for this class of problems based on the configuration registry. The advantages are an high abstraction level. It's an approach language agnostic and multi-platform, of course, because it's based on the UNO framework. Before to proceed, I will give a quick description of the configuration registry. The OpenOffice.org configuration registry is a hierarchical structure made of several element types. From top to bottom, you will find packages, components, nodes, and properties. By the way, the terms package and component in this context has nothing to deal with UNO package and UNO component. Okay. Packages are merely containers, like directories. And like this one, they can be nested, for example. Inside a package, you can find either packages or components. A component is the central element of the registry. It's a collection of structured data and configuration data. Inside the component, you can find nodes and properties, where nodes are for grouping in a logical way other nodes or properties. And the properties are name value pairs which hold the actual data value. Okay, at file system level, this structure is represented with two types of different XML documents. One type is the registry component schema document. That is the definition for the configuration hierarchy. It defines node types, property types, and his relation. The other type is the registry update document. That is a document that contains the actual data values structured in the way defined in the corresponding schema. Okay, Unipackage tool. The Unipackage tool is perfectly able to manage both type of documents and to merge them in the whole configuration registry. So therefore, adding your XES and XEU customized files in your UNO package, you can provide your UNO component of its special configuration area in the whole configuration registry of the application. So in the next slides, you will see a simple example of a customized registry schema and update document. This is a simple implementation of a schema document. A schema document starts with a main component schema section that contains three subsections. Import, that is used to specify an external component schema, which is needed to import type definitions. A template section that specify reusable data types. And the component section, that is the main, the important section, where you define the default configuration hierarchy of your component. As you can see, the component schema entry has several attributes, but normally you will need only to modify the component name and the package name attributes. The component name must be unique inside a package. The package name instead can be nested like you can see. And a good option for naming packages is to follow the same naming convention used inside the OpenOffice.org application. So for example, you can use a name like com.mycomponent.mypackage, or like in the example, org.openoffice.mypackage. The component section here is really simple, with the three properties only: product name, image label, and image URL. As you can see, you must provide a name and a type for each property. There are a number of supported types for properties, like int, boolean, or even binary. Notice also the localized attribute for the image label property. This is an optional attribute, and that means that this property can have multiple values, one for each language that you want to support. This one is a registry update document based on the previous schema. Notice the two languages. Notice first the name of the package and the name of the component that must match the ones of the schema. The two languages supported in the image label property. And when you specify values for each language, when you will retrieve the property in the registry, the result will be the localized value that matches the current locale of the user interface. So this saves a lot of work in your component. Your component does not have to know nothing about the current locale of the OpenOffice org user interface. Another thing to notice is the origin variable enclosed between the two percent symbols in the image URL property. As you can see, this variable is used for referencing files inside the package bundle. In this case, the file my image BMP is placed into a directory named images and zipped inside the UNO package. The next step is to read or write these properties. At implementation level, you will need of some APIs, services, to get access to the configuration registry. The first step is to obtain a configuration provider service. For other languages than Star Basic, this service can be obtained from the service manager of the default context. Okay, the second step is to ask to the configuration provider a specific configuration subset. The access to the subset can be read-only, as in the example, but also read-write by means of another service, a configuration update SS service. Once you have obtained the configuration subset, it's really easy to read actual values from properties. And as said before, the localized properties gets automatically the value that matches the current user interface locale. The management of file resources inside a UNO package is a two-step process. When the UNO package tool installs the configuration update document inside the package, it resolves all occurrences of the origin placeholder to a so-called macro fired URL. This is a special URL that still contains a variable that has to be expanded in order to obtain a valid file URL. And this second step can be accomplished using the macro expander service. This double step is necessary because you can have two places for installation of UNO packages. One is for installation in a shared mode, and one other is for the installation as a user, single user mode. So a first half of the URL is expanded by the first step by the UNO tool, UNO package tool, and the second step has to be accomplished with a special service. Okay, this is an example of the step two. The step two requires some coding in your implementation. This is a Starbasic example where you can see how to obtain the instance of the macro expander service and use it to expand the macrofired URL. After the step, you should de-escape the resulting URL because it can contain escaped charts. But unfortunately, Starbasic does not provide anything for any function for that. And a possible solution is to implement such a de-escape URL function in Starbasic directly. Anyway, according to Stefan Bergman from Sun Microsystem, there is already a C++ functionality in the source tree of OpenOffice.org. And in a future version, there will be a specialized service for that, for doing the de-macrofy and the de-escaping of the URL in one step only. This will be, this is actually targeted for the 3 version in the near future, most probably. However, this problem, if you avoid accented charts or spaces in the file names inside the package, you can forget all this problem because you don't need to de-escape the URL. That's it. Here we have some useful links and resources. Add-on tool document from Bernard Marcelli explains very well the add-ons XCU file and contains also some macro facilities. You will find some nice UNO packages in the OO macros repository, and some of them are mine also. And finally, packages from Kohei Yoshida and Alexei Kriukov are well worth studying, for me at least it was. Okay. Thanks to everyone for your attention, and if you have any questions. Various scripting languages.
Well, let's say what Python is they do with your specific support. What I've seen most in Python what they do with all the scripting. And I use
the remote scripting is in my opinion a bit more complicated than packaging all the component into a unit package. You must have a more object-oriented approach if you use UNO packages because the because your component has to be conceived as a UNO service, and this is not true if you are in a remote environment. If you are automating, okay.
You can do such add-ons also in Python, because Python supports developer objects.
Ah, yes.
So it should be possible to
I have the Thessalonica by Alexei Kriukov contains some part services in Python. At least an old version was developed in Python, for example, and the current version, if I well remember, is mixed between Python and Java. So you can also mix different technologies inside the new node package. Can you speak loud? No, special tools, no, but I think that my experience is mainly in with the Star Basic language. I'm not a professional developer, as I said at the beginning. The problem is not the Star Basic language, of course, because Star Basic is really natural and simple. The syntax and the of the pure language. The problem is to understand how APIs works, and there is in the API a consistency, but you must understand this consistency before. If you don't have the whole picture, you will find difficulties in every languages. It's not a problem basic or not basic, because the problem is the APIs of OpenOffice are a huge library, is very, very enormous. And in the beginning, everyone is lost in the sea of the APIs. But step by step, you can you can understand that there are some situations that are used repetitively in several areas. For example, the service manager concept, or the container concept, are in every part of the API. These concepts are used in the same way. That means with the same interfaces, because the API is based on interfaces and the reuse of the same interfaces. So once you have understand this structure, this philosophy, you can dig everywhere with no difficulty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm good.
You're good.
Wow.
We mailed a lot of times now.
Nice to meet you.